Good morning. We have today Daf Yud Zayin. And just yesterday we left off with a question, just as Abba left, which was Nagea, his own sukkah. Remember the taste was asked, what is the chiddush of talking about a pas arba, where you could have taken little wires, basically, and you could have still had a perfectly kosher machitza, and you would have just been using more than one lovewood. So it seems that he was not saying a very big chiddush. Tosfos says that maybe the din of a mechitza of a sukkah using lovewood would not rely on a non-cross link. In other words, only one direction lovewood. Even though technically speaking that's okay, we find that when it comes to Shabbat, we're only matir that for people who are on the road in an emergency situation. Otherwise, we like to have the wires going in both directions. Maybe that's why he didn't say it. Now, we had questions from before that indicated that it would be all right, and some indeed are mechalik, including the Maharsha, between horizontal and vertical, as I mentioned yesterday. And that vertically, we like to have also additional horizontal bars. But if you've got horizontal bars, then that's sufficient. It's clear from the Rambam that there's absolutely no difference between vertical and horizontal. You do not need a cross-linked mechitza. And it would be perfectly okay. And they explain that basically he's just coming to say, either they're just coming to say the din of two lavudim, and then you use your own imagination for how you want to work it out, or to give you over the shear of the minimum sukkah, but that the issue here was not specifically to be makbid on shasi or erev. In terms of, I mean, it's basically if you want to be machmir, I mean, you know, there is a suggestion here in Taisus and in the Marsha that maybe there is what to be machmir on, that lechatchila you should have your little wires going across the other way, so it wouldn't hurt to put in, you know, a couple of strings across the other direction, horizontal direction. But, I mean, certainly the Rambam is a very fine authority to rely on your sukkah.
Three seven,
sorry?
Sorry? Yeah,
within three clubs, would be 24 centimeters, less than 24 centimeters apart. Would be about what we'd be sure of. That'd be most chomer shear. Terms of no, it works in both directions, but at Lichatchila we like to have Shisiva Erev, both directions. Because it looks like, we saw that in Erevin, that there's a Hakbot. You might have thought Trey Lovet Lomri. One on the side going up to the roof, and one on the side going down to the bottom, side by side. Yeah. That's not a problem. Yeah. Okay, so now let's get to our, I know that Sabah Josh is getting very impatient. It's been a whole long night of gargling and preparations, and so let's get to it. We've spoken about, we've taken for granted that the defanot of the sukkah, the walls of the sukkah, have to reach the schach at some level. Because we said that if you've got four amot between the dofen and the sichuch, it's not a kosher sukkah. So we understand that there's got to be some relationship between the two. Suppose there's nothing there. I mean, we talked about a case where you've got schach that's possible, or you've got the house or whatever, but suppose there's nothing there. It's just an empty space. So you've got air space, and then you've got the schach in the middle that's being supported by, you know, some beams. How about there? If it's shlosha tvachim, it's possible. It's because then it's distance from the sichuch. So the sukkah is not next to its walls. But if you have a bayit shenifchat, of course we've spoken about this case many, many times before, your house in the middle of your living room, you break open the roof, and now you put down schach agabav, sichach agabav. Here, of course, the shir is yinish min hakotel sichuch arba amot psul, as opposed to the case we have airspace. Here you've got all the way up to four amot, a nice healthy distance, to allow you to put your schach in the middle, because we view, as we said earlier, dofen akuma, we view the wall that's coming up as being attached to the schach and bending over through using the schach puzzle. Rashi points out that it would be wrong to say that dofen akuma means that the wall is viewed as bent and coming up to the schach, because if that were the case, we could have said that with empty space as well. If you're looking only at the vertical wall, and you're saying, let's look at that vertical wall as if it bends inwards. So who cares whether there's schach up there or not? And if there's empty space there, why can't it bend inward? So clearly, the way in which we imagine this, the way in which the halacha works, says Rashi, is by absorbing the schach pasul into the wall and pretending that that's part of the vertical wall that now hits the schach at that point, the schach kosher at that point. Because otherwise, it seems very arbitrary to define the difference between the airspace and between schach pasul.
Akuma
not
is 30 degrees, it's
90 degrees. Right, basically. The question over here would be, what if there's no wall? What if you're using an imaginary wall because you're relying on the good amit? So you build a wall 10 tvach. Now that wall extends upwards, invisibly. Can an invisible wall also be a dofen akuma? And that's a question. Some say that you can't combine the good together with dofen akuma. Because the whole way that it works is that basically you view it as a solid piece, but you can't take an imaginary wall and make it into a solid piece. But that's not muskam. Let's see if we can bring any rayas later on. But it's interesting, the combinations of these things. Boy, you can get a very, very virtual sukkah. I mean, you think quantum physicists have an imagination. You should take a look at the sukkah people.
We would it be lying anyway?
What's that?
We would it be lying if it was a dofen, if it was an imaginary dofen?
Where would it be?
We would be talking about saying we normal airspace is only allowed to be talking.
Yeah, but the wall is an airspace. It's just virtual.
There's a real ceiling with the hole.
Yeah, there's a real ceiling.
Right.
And there's a virtual wall. Can you add a virtual wall to a real ceiling? Is the question. The ceiling comes all the way up to the edge where the virtual wall touches it. Right? Okay. All right. So here we've got the classic case. Somebody opens up his roof. Now, the truth is that we have a very similar case. As a matter of fact, it sounds exactly the same. We're going to question why the Mishnah has to even mention it. V'chein chatzer, shehimu kefet achsadra. Rashi actually uses the word cloisters. He says, in German, he says, it's a cloister, where you have a portico running around a chotzer, and it's open to the chotzer. In the middle of the chotzer, you've got your gardens and so on. And now you put over the top of the chotzer is something that you can use as chav kosher. So there, too, basically the top of the portico that surrounds the walls, of the inner walls of the chotzer, is posel schach. But if it's not for amot from the edge of the building, then we can view the middle of the chotzer as being connected to the walls of the house. They're really the walls of the house. I mean, if we're looking at them from the outside, they're the walls of the porch that runs around the entire chotzer, right? But nonetheless, it boils down to the same situation. You're in the middle, you have your schach in the middle of a room. You have non-kosher schach, because it wasn't made for the sukkah, up against the edge of the room. And then you've got a wall, the only difference being that this wall is not a wall that's meant to face the chotzer, it's a wall that's meant to face the house. And of course, that's why it's significant to mention the case. Because I might have thought, as the Gemara will explain, that dofen akuma only works in the direction that the wall is meant to function as. Over here, it's just coincidental. I'm using the wall for the outside. But the real meaning of this wall is that it's the wall of the inner home. You've got a nice picture of this? Oh, how pretty. So pretty. Sort of okay. I mean, it doesn't give you the columns and a nice cloister effect, but they don't. This is a very Jewish book. So. Rashi uses the word the galachim, which of course is what has become the Yiddish for the priests. Galachim, because they're always shaving. Yeah, they shave. No, he says the cloisters that the galachim use are made this way. Yeah. Interesting. And then we have a third case, which is basically the same case, where you've got a large sukkah, sukkah gedolah, and it was a perfectly kosher sukkah. Now you come along, and you put all along the edges of your sukkah gedolah, you put something she'en mesachachim bo, so you cover it over with plastic or something. So then, im yesh tachtav arba amot, psula. So if there's four amot in that area of the plastic, then it's possible. And of course, the Gemara asks, why do we need three cases to tell me exactly the same halacha of dofen akuma? Kol hani lamali. What's the point of saying three cases? Terrific. There is a very good point. Because let's say you would have said only the first case, the classic case. The reason that I would work with dofen akuma, bayit shenifchad, is mishundani mechitzot bayit avidan. We originally made these walls to face inside. So I understand, I can extend them to face inside all the way up to the tzchach kosher. But the case of the achsadra, the chotzer, of a chotzer, mukefet achsadra, where over there the mechitzot were not made for the achsadra, the mechitzot are the outer walls of the house. They face inside. Can I say dofen akuma in the direction of the house, opposite the house? I'm saying dofen akuma outwards, where it wasn't even made to be a wall to the chotzer. I mean, I never even thought of it using it as a wall to the chotzer. It's an inner wall, not an outer wall, not meant for the outer area. So maybe I can't use my imagination to create dofen akuma in a case like that. Emala, therefore, tzricha, I need the second case as well, to explain that dofen akuma has absolutely nothing to do with the real use of the wall. The whole thing is a virtual construct and works in any direction. V'yashmina hadi tarte, that is another issue, a very important issue. The two cases of your living, it's interesting because we're not used to thinking it this way again, as I said, because we've created such a myth about the nature of schach and sukkah. But the truth is that your living room is perfectly kosher sukkah, if it wouldn't be for the Gzeiras Tikra. Right? So over there you've got Tzchach kosher. I mean, maybe your living room now we use baton and so on, but the old-fashioned living rooms. So over there you've got kosher tzchach. The only problem with that tzchach is that's tasav alom and asui. It wasn't made for sukkah. It was made for your living room, for your dining room. So over there I would say, okay, I can absorb tzchach kosher dealing with a tasav alom and asui problem by using dofen akuma. But could I also use aluminum foil with dofen akuma? That's not so pashut. Comes along, therefore, kasher. So the case of the aksadra, where I had, like, say, let's say I had nisarim, I had pieces of wood that were extending over the cloister, or I had in my living room pieces of wood that were extending over the ceiling. So that's basically schach kosher. Avosukah gedola, which I then go and I passel it by being mekifit b'davar she'in mesachachin bo. We're over there, schach pasul, maybe real schach pasul, emalo, I cannot be machshir using dofen akuma. Therefore, tzrich, I need all three cases to tell me that this dofen akuma is a given. Now, of course, there's two ways of reading the Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't say the word dofen akuma anywhere. I mean, one way of understanding the Mishnah is that there's halacha l'moshe misinai of how close the wall has to be to schach kosher. In other words, what is the shear which schach passels a sukkah? That's one way of looking at it. The other way of looking at it is, this has nothing to do with schach passeling a sukkah. It only has to do with the distance of the wall to the schach. There's a tremendous difference between them. Because if this is the shiur of how much a schach posel will now destroy a sukkah, so then that would be true in the middle of the sukkah too. If I read this Mishnah without ever having heard the words dofen akuma before, I will certainly conclude that there is a shiur of 4 amot, which I'm ready to tolerate in a sukkah of schach posel. Beyond 4 amot, I can't tolerate. But anything less than 4 amot, I'll tolerate. So if in the middle of my sukkah I have a little bit less than 4 amot of schach posel, based on a naive reading of this Mishnah, I will say that that's perfectly kosher, because I don't know anything about dofen akuma. So really, we're very prejudiced about this Mishnah, because we've been talking about dofen akuma. So let's approach it now without prejudice, and see whether we can read it in a completely different way, which is exactly what happened to Rabbah. Omar Rab. Rabbah said, I was walking along, minding my own business, and Ashkachtina l'Rabbonan de Bei Rab, I met the Rabbonan from Rab's Beit Midrash. The Yatve Vikarme, they were saying over in his name. That Avir, if you've just got a blank space without anything, that's Posel Bishlosha. That will ruin your sukkah just with 3 tefachim. But Tzchach Pasul will only be Posel B'Arba'a. That will only ruin your sukkah with 4 tefachim. No, tefachim. Arba'a is tefachim. That's the point. So in other words, they were understanding that the case in the Mishnah is unique. That's dofen akuma. Only occurs at the side. But when it comes to the middle, there you have a whole different question to deal with. Now let's think about this for a moment. Why would tzchach pasul a sukkah anyway? Well, you better tell me if I have one area. Say, I got a nice big sukkah. In the middle of my sukkah, I've got a big spot of tzchach pasul. Where? I mean, let's say it's right in the middle. I've got an enormous place where I can't sit under it, let's say. Does that mean the whole sukkah is possible for some reason? Why would it? I mean, where does it say? Where is it? Gzerat HaKatuv somewhere that says that if I've got a spot that's not kosher in the middle of the sukkah, I can't use my sukkah? It doesn't say anything of the sort. So these dinim of passeling a sukkah, I mean, they have to work logically. The way they work, as Tosef explains here, is that we're talking about a complete break in your sukkah. And the only reason that they passel your sukkah is because they've destroyed the relationship of the 3 walls to the schach. But let's imagine that a typical sukkah of 3 walls, 1 wall open. Now I've got a big blank space down the middle. So once that blank space extends beyond Lovewood, I don't have 3 walls. I go to one side, I've got 2 walls. I go to the other side, I've got 2 walls, but I don't have a connection to the 3rd wall. That makes perfectly good sense. How about if it's not a blank space, and it's just a board down the middle? So now let's say it's a Xera sticker and a sarin kind of thing, or actual piece of silver foil down the middle. Okay, there come along the Talmidei de Rav, and they say, well, since the shiur, and we saw this earlier, the shiur of a mokum choshev is 4 tefachim, if it's real tzchach, you're not going to say that it's a break. It isn't a break. So it has to be choshev enough to create a break by virtue of its taking up 4 tefachim. The fact that something isn't there is a break. But when something is there, it's not a break. So what makes it a break? That it becomes now a meaningful, different material. What makes it meaningful? 4 tefachim. So they're saying mitzad asvora. You're not going to compare a piece of schach that's puzzled to empty space, are you? Fine. But let's say indeed I had a sukkah that had a big spot of silver foil in the middle. Who cares? As long as I have behind the silver foil, let's say towards the back of the sukkah, do I have an area of a sukkah that's kosher? So don't sit under the silver foil. Why would the rest of the sukkah be puzzled? It's not going to be less than the pesel ayotze min ha-sukkah, right? Pesel ayotze min ha-sukkah is once you have a shear of a sukkah that's kosher, then anything that sticks out. We had this yesterday, 2 days ago, we were talking about putting the piece of four down at the edge, right? So the piece that was four wide, extending three in and one extending out. Okay, so basically imagine here's a case. Three walls, you got 20 amot. Between the back wall, the rear wall, and the silver foil in the middle of the roof, you have 7 tefachim. Now I have a kosher sukkah. Now all around the silver foil, you don't have 3 tefanot, because you have that break of the silver foil. So what? So? But you had a kosher sukkah up towards the back of the sukkah, now the sukkah extends outwards with kosher schach as long as I'm not under the silver foil. So that should all be kosher. Now it bends around the front of the sukkah where I get past the silver foil, and the whole thing is covered with schach. Fine. So it just does maybe see even in the front. Even in a place which is in front of the silver foil, even though now there's a break between the silver foil and the wall, but you're basically in a sukkah.
What about the three walls?
Well, you don't have the three walls because as far as you're concerned, the back wall no longer affects you, but who cares? The building has been defined as a sukkah. Now you're still in that. And you're under schach.
It's nowhere
some salayotz in the sukkah. Exactly. You see, maybe it's, why should it be different than salayotz?
Why is there that point that we can explain it? What's the difference between...
Because over there where I split the entire sukkah down from the back all the way to the front, there's no place where there's a sukkah. I've created a break. But over here, I didn't create the break. So what are you asking?
What's the difference between the airspace and the complete break?
Why is there's a very reasonable difference. An airspace is an actual break. Like it says over here, it's an actual break. But a different material isn't a break. I still see it as one building. The only thing that creates the break is that there's something choshev enough to attract my attention. Herein is something different. But a mokum choshev is only arba tvachim. So therefore, it's logical to conclude that in the same way when we were talking about gzeirat tikra, we used this svara earlier, that what's the size of gzeirat tikra? 1 4 tvachim. Why? Because if it's beyond lavud, that's not enough. It has to get all the way up, at least according to Rabbi Yehuda, has to get all the way up, the way Shmuel was learning, to 4 tvachim, because that's a makom chashuv, vis-a-vis all dinim, when it comes to Shabbos, Rishuyos, and so on. Okay, so we'll apply that logically to the sukkah. We'll say, once it's 4 tvachim, now already it's meaningful. Less than that, it's not meaningful. As a matter of fact, maybe you could even sit under it. In other words, maybe once it's less than 4 tvachim, it doesn't have any particular chashivut in the sukkah, it's just bottled to the rest of the sukkah. That's something we also have to consider. So far, we're not talking about sitting under that space per se, right? That space per se, maybe yes, maybe not. We're just talking about possibly the sukkah. That's something that we're still going to have to see. Okay, so it's very important to maintain the logic. There's no magic that the sukkah becomes possible. Once it's got schach possible in it, the most, don't sit under the schach possible. All right, so what we're talking about, therefore, here, what he was hearing from Talmidei de Rav, was that in a case where there was a complete break down the middle of the sukkah, that cut the sukkah to two parts, so it would depend. If it's an actual break, 3 tvachim, once it's no longer lavud. If it's a break of a wrong material for sichach, 4 tvachim. So he said to them, I don't understand where you get that from. Amina lu'ana, I said to them, said Rabbah, how did you get the idea that avir is pasul b'shlosha? From our Mishnah, right? Titznan, hirchikat ha'sichuch min ha'tfanot shlosha tvachim psula. Okay, that's your source. Well, I mean, if you're using the Mishnah as a source, don't you have to use it as a source for schach pasul as well? The source of the Mishnah gives a distance of arba amot for schach pasul. Again, from a naive point of view, if I never heard of Dofen Akuma, and obviously Rabbah didn't hear of Dofen Akuma. So Rabbah is saying, this is the shear of schach pasul. Why, where did you come off coming up with a 4 tvachim? Ditznan, bayit shenivcha, you read the Mishnah. Bayit shenivcha, v'sichicha rabav, im yesh ben ha'sichuch l'kotel arba amot psula. That's what I told them. Va'omru li, and they said back to me, ah, get out of here, bar minei de'ayim, please. Don't bring that in here. The rabbi shvul dharma tavayim v'shum dofen akuma naguba. The only reason that that's true is not because the shiur of schach posel in a sukkah is 4 amot, but because there's aloch l'moshim yisinai, that schach posel becomes part of the wall. But if you would be using actual schach posel that would be cutting down the middle of your sukkah, so then use your brains. What's a shear of a makom kosher? 4 tvachim. What would Dofen Akuma have to do with the middle of his sukkah? It's completely irrelevant. That's what bar minei de'ahu means. Bar minei de'ahu means get out the irrelevant issue here. Nothing to do with it. V'amina lu'ana. So then I tried arguing with them using logic. And I said to them, okay, let's calmly analyze an imaginary situation. We have a sukkah that has less than four amot tzchach posel running straight down the middle. Along the line of that tzchach posel running down straight the middle, we also have an airspace running straight down the middle. But it's an airspace of less than three tvach. Okay? So now, is there a break in this sukkah? No. There's no break of air, because it's lavud. Is there a break of tzchach posel? No. There's no break of tzchach posel, because it's less than four tvachim. Now, what I am going to do, my dear Talmidim of Rav, what I'm going to do, is I'm going to sprinkle an extra centimeter of silver foil along the airspace. I'm going to seal the airspace. Now what's going to happen? Now I'm going to have four tvachim of tzchach posel. Now look at the illogic of your situation. Before, where it was an actual break, and an actual break is kosher only up to three tvachim, before you said it's fine. Now when I put down silver foil, which you said I need four tvachim to make it a break, now it's not fine. Aha. How are you going to explain that? Makes no sense. So don't you understand, if we take the logic of your position and we reduce it ad absurdum, so you see that it makes no sense what you're saying. So let's take a look at that inside. Let's say you have a line of less than four tvachim schach pasul, which you say is not relevant. Plus, next to it, you have a line of airspace, less than three tvachim, which is not relevant, as the Mishnah said. So, my, tell me what the din is. Kshera, right? That's perfectly kosher. Now you come along, you take a little bit of silver foil or of spit, not the type that comes from a mouth, and you're malyu bishpudin. My, what happened now? Psula, all of a sudden, now it becomes posul. Now, how did that happen? Explain to me how the airspace, which posels three, is more chomer, wasn't able to posel it, but the spit, which requires four, was able to posel it. Lo yehe avir haposel b'shlosha kischach posel haposel b'arba'a. You're telling me that the airspace, which is more chomer, is not going to be powerful enough to posel it, but the shpudin is powerful enough. So there's a contradiction in your logic here. Now they turn to me and say, and by you, the same contradiction appears. I understand. It's even worse by you. It's even worse.
What is that position? What is the by you position? You who contend that?
You who contend the shear is four amot. So it's even stupider. I'll ask you the same question. You claim the amot schach pasul is pasel barba amot. Okay, so now let's imagine the case. We have schach pasul pachot mi arba amot. A long line cuts across your entire sukkah, but it's less than four amot wide, right? Next to it is avir and pachot mishlosha. What's the din? You tell us. Kshera, ha ha ha. Now you add a little bit of silver foil along the edge, and what happens? All of a sudden it becomes possible. Now you have b'shpudim mai psula. So I'm asking you the same question. You're telling me that avir, which is posel b'shlosha, which is, according to you, much more chomer. According to us, a little bit chomer. According to you, it's much more chomer. Difference of three tvachim, but four amos, for God's sake. So you're telling me that that's not good enough to pasel it. It won't be like schach pasul that requires four whole amot to pasel. I understand you're turning to us and saying we're irrational. You're more rational than we are. V'aminalu ana, my response was chad v'chalak. Sorry. There's absolutely nothing in common between our two positions. Because my position is based on a din, which is a shiur of schach pasul alocha l'mashe mi-sinai, where shiurim do not equal each other. They're not combinable. That's a rule. Shiurim of different sizes don't combine. Period. Don't ask me whether it's logical or not. It has nothing to do with logic. You were the guys who said, let's use our mind. Okay, fine. So I'm saying, let's use our mind. Very nice. You came up with the idea, through logic, that four tfachim ought to be the shear of schach pasul. I'm pointing out to you that logically, if that's the case, you end up with a contradiction between an actual break and a break of schach pasul. Now, how are you going to explain that away? I have a right to ask you on the basis of your logical conclusion. You have no right to ask me based on shiurim that are locha b'shem yisinai, that are not meant to be combinable. Let's see that inside. So, bishleim l'didi, the way I was understanding this whole sugya based on the Mishnah, damina arva amot mishum shiura. I said the shear of arba amot that I say it's logical. It's not logical. It's the shear that the Mishnah gives, halacha l'bashem sinai, for how much schach is possible. And in this case, lav shiuru, you don't have the shear. So if it's lav shiuru, give it a little shav shiuru, I allow it, lo mitzarfei. You've got two shiurim, neither of which fit the bill. They can't be added because they have nothing in common. One is three tvachim, one is four amas. And kiven eloshavir shirayel adadi lo mitztarfei, we end up with having a sukkah that's kosher. But leditchu, according to you, you said the shir over here is entirely mishum haflaga. It's all a question of how much distance there is between the two halves of the sukkah that have been split. You're saying logically, this makes sense. Excuse me? Mali is palik b'schach pasul. Mali is palik b'schach pasul v'avir. I don't understand how you could justify saying that a combination of a break between schach pasul and avir should be less than if I suddenly add a tiny bit of extra schach pasul. So obviously it doesn't work with saying it's a logical break. It's not a logical break. You end up with a contradiction. And that, I think, is a valid question on you. Amalei Abaye. Said Abaye to Rabbah, what, don't you end up with a problem, let's say, lemar nami. I mean, even according to you. Nihi de lo shavu shiurayu besukah gedola. Besukah ktana mi lo shavu shiurayu. The din is that if you've got two separate sets, then of shiurim, they can't be combined. But if you can show that they're not really two separate sets, namely, that in certain circumstances, you can use the values of these two different things and combine them, then they're not viewed as separate sets. Let's say that we would have a small sukkah, 7x7 sukkah. Would you not agree that in that case, schach pasul will pasul the sukkah in exactly the same way that the break will pasul the sukkah? Well, obviously, I mean, if you don't have enough schach, you don't have enough schach, right? So in such a case, in a small sukkah, where I've got less than the shear that I require, it's going to be three tvachim. The moment I'm missing three tvachim from my sukkah ketana, I don't have a kosher sukkah. I don't have enough schach to cover my sukkah. Wait, say less than three is bottle. It's not exactly supposed to be not there. Because it's lava. Either. Here it wouldn't make a difference. Here it's shavu shiurayu. Once I could come up with a case where it's shavu shiurayu, then it ought to be combinable under all circumstances. And of course, I said that for heaven's sakes. What does that have to do with shavu shiurayu? It's because you don't have schach. You're telling me shavu shiurayu. Shavu shiurayu is where I can apply a particular parameter. There's no parameter here. What's the parameter? What? The parameter given of schach pasul. Parameters given for breaks. Neither! Excuse me. All I'm looking for, do I have schach on my sukkah or not? That's all. Answer me. I don't have schach on my sukkah. I don't have a sukkah. Don't start throwing at me, oh, the shear, three tvachim, but tvachim has nothing to do with that. There's no shear here. I'm not applying any shear. I just don't have schach. Simple as that. So I told them, hasam, lav mishum deshavu shiurayu ladadi, and mishum delash leshir lesukkah. That has nothing to do with how much schach pasul can be combined with breaks. It has to do with the fact that I don't have schach on my sukkah. And therefore, we're left with my crushing blow to your approach, which shows that it's illogical to make two separate dinim in terms of a break, because when they end up coming together, they make no sense. And whereas my understanding of the Mishnah, that has nothing to do with Dolfed Akuma, and that exactly the same way that you've got four amot on the side, you've got four amot in the middle, makes very good sense. Purely a din in shirim. By the way, says the Gemara, is this really true that wherever you have separate sets of shiurim, there's no possibility of combinations? This is just now a parenthetical discussion for a moment. Is it really true that unless they match exactly, there will be no tziruf? Vatnan, does it not say beferish in the Mishnah? Now, remember, we've had before shiurim of beged, of three etzbaot, on three etzbaot, things like that. But that was talking about not midras. Here we're talking about tumas midras. When it comes to midras, something has to be large enough to sit on, lie on, and so on. So the din is like this. A beged, to be tummy midras, has to be, not as it were for tummy mace, which was roi for aniyim, of three tvachim, of three etzbaot, because you can't sit on three etzbaot. So here you got 3x3 tvachim. Sak, which is a lower quality beged, which is made out of sheep, goat hair. So it's very coarse. Arba al arba. It's only choshev that it's 4x4. Or, which is thicker, is chamisha al chamisha. Mefet, which is the thickest, which is the reeds. So there you need shisha al shisha. Okay, now these are very different shiurim, right? Nonetheless, the Mishnah says, if it's only Allah, Bryce says, Habeget v'asak, asak v'aor, ha'or v'amefet, as long as it's within range of one set beneath it, so it's a similar material. I won't go to try to combine a piece of beged with a piece of reed matting. But I will put a piece of beged together with a piece of goat hair beged, because they're close enough. Now, obviously, I'll have to use the more chomer to be marshal in the kal, not vice versa. But I mean, I could do that. So they would be mitzarif zemzeh. But how could they be mitzarif zemzeh if they're different shiurim? And the Gemara answers what we already know. We already know that if there's any place where they would be mitzarif, then they're not viewed as completely different sets. And indeed, over there, kediktani taima, amar Rabbi Shimon, matam. What is the reason that they're able to combine? Because there is a particular circumstance in which they do have the same shiur. Hoil v'ra'ui l'tamei moshav. The din is, kiditznan, ha-mikatzea mikulan tefach al tefach tamei. Any of the above materials, if I carefully cut out a patch that is sized one by one tefach, they would all be suitable for tumat moshav, not mishkav. Why? What is the reason for that? Lamai chazi, what are they good for? As Rav Shimon ben Lakish explained in Rabbi Yannai's name, ho'il v'ra'ui litlo agabe chamor. You're riding on a chamor, and very often you simply ride straight through the blanket on the chamor. Right? Yeah. Yeah, there's this constant jostling. So that what they would do is they would have a supply of these little one-by-one pads that fit right under your rear end, and you pad it. You put another piece there. So since for that purpose, Tla'im is just used as a patch. For a patch, they all match. So what's the difference? If they all match for a patch, so they all match for combining under other circumstances too. What's that? If you're using them directly. Here you're trying to combine them, but since there's a case where they're combined, if they're not mikutsah, to use as a patch, they come in patch sizes. So they're mikutsah. But if you stam have a piece, that would be the shear, if it's not mikutsah. It's not carefully cut. There's another approach to this, by the way, which is that we're talking about, this is the approach Rashi takes here. Elsewhere, Rashi takes the approach that what it means is quilting, meaning you combine them all together to make a little quilted patch, in which all of the above equal a tefach patch. Yeah, that's what you do when you're on the road, you know, you quilt. Okay. But whatever, I mean, the idea is that there's a place where they come together. I just want to break for a sec. Now, getting back to our Gemara, Besura Armila Lashmaitse Behalishna, what we just read of the story of how Rabba met Talmidei de Rav was the way that they tell over this story in Surah. In Naharda, they say it over very differently. In Naharda, they say it like this, that Rav Yehuda quoted Shmuel as saying, that Tzchach pasul be'emtza posel be'arba'a, meaning four tfachim, min hatzad posel be'arba'a mot, and that was like the Talmidei de Rav in the original version. Here Shmuel says it. In the version in Narda, Rav himself took the position that Rava had taken in the Surah version, and Rav himself said that bein min atzad, bein min beemtza, it's arba amot. So that here we end up having a very, very significant early machlokas about what the shir of Tzach Posel is in the middle of your sukkah. Now, of course, this is going to change the way that we understand all of those earlier Mishnayot where we're talking about a board in the middle, the Neser of Arba'ah and the Machlokas of Gzeras Tikra. We're going to have to go back now and look at that again because now it seems to indicate that there would be a psul in the whole sukkah. Tonight. So let's look at that for a moment. Natana le'al Neser shurachav arba'at tfachim k'sheira. Okay, it says there, take one board, it's four tfachim wide, the sukkah is kosher. So according to Rav, I understand, it's kosher. I mean, Beimin Emtza, Beimin Atzad, it's Arba Amot, that's why it's kosher. But according to Shmuel, why in the world would it be kosher? According to Shmuel, the assumption was that when it says you put down a board, it meant in the middle of your sukkah. According to Shmuel, Be'emtza Be'arba'a, so, and here the Mishnah is saying, if you put a board down, it's kosher, just don't sleep under it. How is it kosher? I'm like Shera. Well, Shmuel will have to say that when it says you put down a board, it means Min Atzad, of course. Otherwise, the whole sukkah would be puzzle. So, Achmayaskina Min Atzad. Okay, how about the price that we discussed earlier? Shnei sadinim mitzarfim, take two scarves. You could be mitzarev, the two scarves. But shnei nisarim are not mitzarev. And Rabbi Meir says, the nisarim are the same as the scarves. Now, according to Rav, who says, Vishanach Lush the Rav, the Yomar Rav, bein b'emtza bein min atzad is ba'arba amot. So now I understand when it says that the boards would be mitzarev, it means they would be mitzarev to four amot. But according to the Lishna that Rav holds, that even in the middle it's four tvachim, but according to Rav, this makes no sense, because id itu arba, if they have four tvachim, then I don't have to be mitzarif them, as I pointed out earlier, because then they're already puzzle on their own. And if they don't have four tvachim, remember that Rav holds, there's no gzera stikra. If it's less than four tvachim, so then there's nothing to be mitzarif, they're just perfectly kosher schach, and they're kanya ba'almaninu. answers the Gemara, as it did earlier, Liolam to eat Guarba. It's talking about that they are four Tvachim, therefore there's Gzeras Tikra. And when it says Mitztarfim, it could only be talking about the side. My Mitztarfim, Mitztarfim Larba Amot Minat Sad. Do you understand why we don't like this? Why are we so reluctant to say this? For the very simple reason that Minat Sad, Tziruf, is a non-issue. Because it doesn't have anything to do with Tziruf. You see, if you're talking about the fact that I need the Schach Paso, then you could talk about Tziruf. But the issue of Minat Sad has nothing to do with Schach Paso. It has to do with the distance of the Schach from the wall. So what does Tziruf have to do with it? To use the word Tziruf is really so outrageous that you have to push us hard for us to be willing to accept it as sort of a borrowed term. Because once we understand the Mishnah to be working with Dof and Akuma, then Tziruf is completely irrelevant. See, that's what's troublesome about this. And that's why the Gemara keeps coming back to it, because it's bothersome. Toshma, how about this case? Sichacha b'nisarim shel eretz, sheyesh b'hem arba'a, divrei hakol psula, ein b'hem arba'a, Rabbi Meir posev Rabbi Yehuda machshir, because this was the braita that we said was going on Libet Shmuel, and moda Rabbi Meir. Now this case is wild. Of course, we already know the answer. But moda Rabbi Meir, that if between each pasul board, you end up having a kosher board. She'im yesh bein neser l'neser, k'molei neser, where you put in kosher schach, she'miniach pesel b'nein k'shera. How the heck could it possibly be kosher if, according to Rabbi Meir, you have pasul schach? He's saying you take a non-kosher board, right, put it straight down the middle of your sukkah. He's saying it's kosher? Because you alternated it with the kosher schach? How would it be kosher? I thought the whole point is it's Chach Pasol. Here it says Moda Rabbi Meir, whether it's Arba Tvachim or not Arba Tvachim. How could he be Moda? This makes no sense at all. Unless you tell me that the Shir is Arba Amot, right? So Bishlim, L'man Yom B'Bein B'Em Tzavim Minat Tzad B'Arba Amot. Okay. If you're going to tell me that Chach Pasol, going straight down the middle of your Sukkah, will only Pasol if it's four Amot of Chach Pasol, then this makes sense. Mishum Ha'achik Sheira. But if you're telling me, L'man Yom B'Em Tzad B'Arba Amot, that four tvachim is possible. How in the world could Rabbi Meir be talking about a case? We've got a board that goes straight down the middle of your sukkah, just because it's got plates next to it, that's kosher. Makes no sense. A Mike Shera. And we already know the wild answer to this. The wild answer is that this is a unique case. It's talking about you started with a sukkah that's 8x8 amot, started on opposite sides, met in the middle with two pesel in the middle, so that you have a shear of 7x7 in the middle. Now, therefore, the rest of it is kosher because of Dofan Akuma. Now, let's just see that inside. Amar Rav Huna, Breder of Yeshua. We obviously, I mean, any idiot could see that we're talking about a sukkah that is only Shimona Amot Mitzumtzamot. It's exactly 8 Amot. V'yayiv Neser Peso, Neser Peso, Neser Peso Mihai Gisa. Neser Peso, Neser Peso, Neser Peso Mihai Gisa. You start from opposite ends with a piece of wood for a tvachim. Then space of schach. Then a piece of wood for tvachim. As you keep going, you'll find, since this is 48 amot, I mean tvachim wide, you'll find that you meet smack bang in the middle with two psalim. So now you have two psalim be'emtza. But two psalim be'emtza is actually 8 tvachim. Well, how do you like that? 8 tvachim is just enough to give me a kosher sukkah, which needs to be 7x7. Once I've got an actual sukkah, how much space do I have to either side? Less than 4 amot, because the whole thing was only 8 amot. So now I use dofen akuma. Since I have an actual sukkah be'emtza, and I have dofen akuma at the side, so I'm dealing with a perfectly kosher sukkah, and I've got no problem at all. Right? Beautiful. Okay, so this we already knew earlier because we explained it when we talked about the sugya before. All right, so we're still left with an interesting machlokas in the Gemara. By the way, there's even a machlokas in the poskim about this. How much schach passes in the middle of your sukkah? Most poskim hold that indeed we pass in the chumrah and four tvachim passes in the middle of your sukkah. However, there is a shitat agyonim that paskins like the four amot version of Rav, which would certainly give you an awful lot of nice leeway in your sukkah problems. Yeah, well, all the way along, so of course it's square. I mean, it's at least square. Right.
Is a concrete beam in?
So now this is the concrete beam issue. This is where the famous Tosus that I mentioned to you earlier raises this question. Tosus in general, I mean, points out that obviously you can't say, we have the cases of the spitz. You're not going to say that the spitz close up the sukkah because they're within three tvachim. His klal is, lo amrinan lovet l'chumra. You do not say a lovet to seal up a roof and to make it possible. The only problem he's got is in a case where you've got two pieces of schach posel. This is his interesting question. Suppose I don't have a board of four, but I have two boards of two. They're right up next to each other, but they don't touch each other. Is that the equivalent of one board because of lavud? Because we don't look at the space between them as being meaningful for sasa to mitvachim? Because they're right up to next to each other. So in other words, I don't have kosher schach. So I have two spits that are two tvachim wide, or two pieces of silver foil, two tvachim wide. Would I, in that case, take a look at my sukkah and say, but Lamaisa, you've got to break a four tvachim because we have to ignore the part in the middle because that doesn't even exist. So now I've got a break of schach posel of four tvachim. That's a problem. And that would be the case of the concrete you sometimes have above the sukkah, assuming the same thing above the sukkah as under the sukkah, though I want to remind you that according to Tosfos, once you've got a kosher sukkah, he doesn't care if you add being under a tree and so on and so forth, right? That's Tosfos Shita himself. He's got this whole different approach. Remember earlier, not like Rashi, where he says once you got a kosher sukkah, you don't possible it by adding things that are possible above it. Okay, but assuming that we don't rely on that. I mean, so then, in the case of the wires, the clothesline, would be no problem if you don't say love of the chumra. But in a case where you have two pieces which together equal the shear of the four, and you don't have three tefachim between them, there he's misupak. He doesn't want to say that it's possible, but he's not sure. And there are many that say, look, it's kedai to be machmir in order to make sure you don't get into this suffix. This is the Tosfos on Yud Zayin Ilu, famous Tosfos that creates a lot of problems of less than the shear of schach posel, where the two pieces are within a lovet shear between themselves. Sorry, I forgot the chazor. Yerchik et ha-sichruch min ha-tfanot shloshet tvachim psula. Bayit shenivchat v'sichruch ha-gabav, im yesh me'akot v'sichruch ha-ba'amot psula. V'chein chot shumakef v'sach sadra, suke gedal v'shikifu, abedav v'shein v'sach achim bo, im yesh tachtav ha-ba'amot psula. Kol ani lom, litzrich et yash min ha-bayit shenivchat, mishum do'ani mechitzes v'bayit avidah. I would have said, kosher. At all. Over there, the schach is schach posel. Maybe you don't say dofen akumet. I'm a lo tzricha. Omar Rabba, ashkachtin al rabbanu deverav diyasvi akamri avir posel b'shlosha, but schach posel is only posel b'arba'a. Amina lo ana doesn't make any sense. Avir posel b'shlosha amina lochu. The tanya chikad asiruch ben atvana shlosha tvachim psuva. So in the mission also schach posel nami lo dipso ela b'arba'a mod. It's done by chenivchat v'sichich rabab im yesh ben asiruch lo kotel arba'a mod psula. And they told me, bar me neidah he please rabbi shmulam itavayo. That's a whole different issue. That's tofen akuma naguba. V'amina lo ana. So now let me show you. It's illogical. What would be the din? It would be kosher. If I add a little bit of shpudin, now how it happens, all of a sudden it becomes pasul. So they told me, so you're just as stupid as we are then. I can ask you the same question. Plus avir pachot b'shlosha. What are you going to tell us? It's kosher. So now mayu b'shpudim may. It's pasul. I'll ask you to lo ye avir apasul b'shlosha kischach pasul apasul b'arba amod. Ve'aminu lo ana hay may b'shleim ledidi damina arba amod is b'shum. The question is a shiura of a lav shiura. Okay. So hay lav shiura. Since it's lav shiura, la dada lo shav shiura, la dada they're not going to be mitzarif. But leditchu yamritu shiur mishum haflaga. Mali palak b'schach pasul, mali palak b'schach pasul ve'avir together. Omle abaye, wait a minute. What about according to you, Rabbi? L'mar nami nido l'shav v'shirai b'sukkah gedayla. When it comes to sukkah ktana, they're both going to be three tvachim. Nido l'shav v'shirai. Omar tilo, what are you talking about? Hasam la mishum l'shav v'shirai. Is it in the lesser l'shir the sukkah? Well, are you saying kol eich lo shav v'shirai lo dodi lo mitztarfei? What's that? Habeget shlosha shlosha sakar ba'al arba or chamisha chamisha mefet shisha shisha and tani alah habeget asak ba'or ha'or ba'mev and start from same thing. Also kidding tani taima om Rabbi Shimon ma ta'am ho'il v'ra'ui l'tameng ma'ishav kidetzan ha'mikatzea mikulam tefach ha'tefach tome tefach ha'tefach what good is tefach ha'tefach om Rabbi Shimon lo kishon Rabbi Yanai ho'il v'ra'ui l'tlo agabe ha'kamor. Besura Armila Shmaitz Vailishna. But in Narda, they said it differently. They said it like this. Om Rav Yoram Shmua. Schach basu bemtsa poso barba'a menatzat poso barba'a mot. V'rav amar bein menatzat bein bemtsa barba'a mot. Tznar. Natan alay anesu shurach ha-barba'a tvachim k'shera. So bishlam. And Rav diomar bein bemtsa bein menatzat barba'a mot. That's why it's k'shera. But according to Shmuel, it says bemtsa barba'a. Why is it k'shera? Oh, chmai skinim menatzat. Toshma, shnei sadinim mitztarfim. But shnei nisraim ein mitztarfim. We may omer. What's the difference? Nisraim kisadinim? So bishlam alach lishad diomar av bein bemtsa bein menatzat barba'a mot. You could say mitztarfim means they're mitztarf. The arba'am is the pasul sukkah. But lahach lishad amar av bemtsa barba'a alone? So tell me what the case is. If they have arba'as, then you don't need a tziruf. If they don't have an arba'a, they're just kosher schach. L'yolam de'ispu arba'a. When it says mitztarfim, it means mitztarfim l'arba'a mot min atzad. Toshma. Sachacha ben esorim shel eres. Yesh bem arba'a. Dibri akob psula. Ein bem arba'a. We find Rabbi Meir posel. Rabbi Namakshir. Moda Rabbi Meir, she'im yesh bein neser l'neser, k'molei neser, she'im niach pesel b'neem u'ksherah. So bishle b'lamad yom b'im b'emtza b'im b'natzad b'arba amot, that's why it's kosher. But if you hold even the emtza, it's posel b'arba, how could it be kosher if straight down the middle of the sukkah I have one piece that's arba? Well, move in and bread of Yehoshua, because we're talking about a unique case. A sukkah, the lavi ala shemona amot mitzum tzamot askina. You start on either side, putting down a netzer pesel, netzer pesel, netzer pesel, mei gisa, and the netzer pesel, netzer pesel, netzer pesel, mei gisa. Now you meet in the middle, which name psalim v'emtza. So now you have extra sukkah v'emtza.